It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. An evangelical Christian church ministry in Waukesha provides legal advice and help with paperwork for immigrants and refugees. We explore this form of volunteerism with your questions front and center at 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sister Christy Ann Lodoff is a volunteer with James Place Immigration Services. It's a ministry of Elmbrook Church in Waukesha County. She's a member of the Congregation of Sisters of St. Agnes. Sister Christy Ann, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So James Place Immigration Services is licensed by the State Justice Department, and in the past 4 months, it's accepted more than 130 new clients. What are the most pressing needs of people who come to James Place?
The people who are coming to James Place in Milwaukee are primarily refugees who are trying to transition from refugee status to lawful permanent resident, and then from lawful permanent resident to naturalized citizen. We also deal with a lot of other immigrants who've come in through family-based immigration. A husband has brought his wife or their immigrating children or parents.
Where are the clients coming from? What do you see any trends there?
Last year, there were a lot of Afghan refugees, and then Ukrainians, and now we're seeing a lot of people from Myanmar, Burma, which was formerly Burma, and from Central Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
You know, how recently have these clients come to Wisconsin? What has that journey been like before they find you and get legal help?
Before that, they've left their own countries. Many of them have been in refugee camps for years, waiting for the opportunity to move to some other country so that they can settle and become citizens. By the time people come to us, people have been here as recently as a year, as long as 10 or 15 years, depending on how quickly they learned English so that they could be naturalized, or just on their own timeline.
I hear you use the word waiting, and I would imagine there is so much patience as well involved in this process. And certainly it's financially taxing. Are the wait times a deterrent for people who wanted to work and live in the U.S. legally in order to get perhaps the green card or the naturalization approval?
If people are coming in as refugees, when they come in, they have an employment authorization, a social security number, and so they're able to work at that point. After a year, they can apply for their permanent residency. The problem is right now, since January, people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela can be paroled in if they have a sponsor who will bring them. And they can then apply for a work permit. And we are really working hard to get those people through the system as quickly as possible so they can have money to live on.
I wonder, for families that are moving in and out of housing, a bit of a transient situation, is it difficult to do this paperwork if the client isn't spending years at a single address?
Well, it's a long process. If they've moved frequently, we have to account for every address they've been at in the last 5 years in the United States, and then their last foreign address. But changing the address is not an issue. It's a very simple form. It's just making sure people let us know that they've moved. So, for instance, they apply for their permanent residency. The green card gets sent to the address we have on file. But if they've moved, and that green card doesn't get picked up, it gets sent back, and then we're back to square one.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a question of keeping in touch with us.
There are dozens of organizations in our state that provide immigration services. When working with clients, is there an added benefit of having a religious affiliation?
I think so. Our director, Tony Lopak, puts it as, we're here just to love them. And as we are loving them, I hope they get a different sense than this is just business as usual. We try to be as empathetic as we can be and as compassionate as we can be. Sometimes there just isn't anything we can do, or we are halted by some other factor within the process. And so, you know, we have to say no sometimes, but we try to do it in as gentle a manner as possible. And before any application goes in the mail, we pray with the client just for the success of the process for the application.
We're talking about immigration and refugee status with Christiane Lotoff, who's a volunteer with James Place Immigration Services. That's a ministry of Elmbrook Church in Waukesha County. It is licensed by the U.S. Department of Justice. You can join in with your questions along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Governor Tony Evers, the budget proposal includes restoring driver's licenses for adults in Wisconsin. And just wondering about that, that means regardless of immigration status, people would be eligible to get a legal driver's license. How problematic is a lack of a driver's license for the people you work with?
About as problematic as it is for anyone else who doesn't have a license. You got to use public transit, and that costs, I mean, a car costs, but that costs also. So it's no more, no less problematic than for anybody else.
You moved to Wisconsin from Arizona nearly a year ago now. What can Wisconsin learn from Arizona in how the state serves immigrants and refugees once they've arrived in the U.S.?
Arizona is getting a different situation of refugees. The people who are coming, and they're not technically refugees, the people who are coming to Arizona primarily are coming as asylees. They're asking for, they have no assurance that when they get to the border, they can actually enter the United States. When they are allowed to come in, there are groups there that, and agencies that help them to resettle, help them to find their relatives in the United States and to get them settled. Up here, we don't get the people who are border crossers without documentation so much as we are getting refugees who have a status in the United States. Asylees will have a status if they get asylum. So it's a little bit different process.
Sister Christiane, why is this mission work so important to you?
As a Roman Catholic sister, our constitution for our congregation says that we minister to those whose faith, life, or human dignity is threatened. And these immigrants are a group of people whose faith, life could be threatened, but whose human dignity is at a much higher probability of being threatened. We know from the news that frequently people are assaulted because they aren't white Americans. And to treat people with dignity and help them become their best selves is what this is about. It's what Jesus would do.
I would imagine you keep an eye on immigration policy, and last week we saw the Biden administration announce new policies, including creating regional immigration processing centers in Latin America and stricter penalties for crossing the border unlawfully. Are these new policies going to affect at all families, the clients that you work with, or their extended families?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I would hope it would make life easier for people so that they could get their refugee status or their visas to come to the United States easier. Coming without inspection, without a status at the border when they come in, and it's not just the Mexico border. You know, you come to Chicago and you've got to have, you got to go through customs and you have to have a status to come in. If you don't do that, the subsequent ramifications down the line are just going to catch up with people eventually. And people will be living in fear. I mean, we know many DACA people, they were brought here as children and they're in DACA, but their parents are still undocumented. And so they've lived all this while wondering if someday someone's going to come to the door and remove them.
That's traumatic. And your clients carry their trauma with them. I'm wondering, how do you minister to that?
With gentleness, with compassion. Frequently, people come in and as I'm interviewing, for instance, I had a Syrian family and they had left Syria because of the war. They had moved to Egypt. They were established in Egypt. And then they got the okay to come to the United States. And the children had been, were young adults. And they had been in college. And now they came to the United States. And will our colleges accept their credits? Just trying to be as compassionate as we can about the trauma and gentle. Just gentle.
Sister Christiane Latta, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Sister Christiane Latoff is a volunteer with James Place Immigration Services. That's a ministry of Elmbrook Church in Waukesha County, and she's a member of the Congregation of Sisters of St. Ignace. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.